that's topping your sports today.
Kim, this is a big Olympic year as athletes around the world look forward to August when the Rio Games will be held in Brazil. Ahead of Rio 2016, a new movie chronicles one of the greatest Olympians in history, American sprinter Jesse Owens, who won 4 gold medals at the 1936 Olympics in Berlin, Germany. Jesse's triumphant performance put a big dent in Adolf Hitler's notion of Nazi superiority. But after Berlin, Jesse Owens came home to an America still deeply divided between black and white. The new film is titled Race, and it's directed by Stephen Hopkins. The movie chronicles the Berlin Olympics 80 years ago, using the Great Depression as the backdrop to Owens's coming-of-age story as a star athlete who's living with racism at home here in the USA. VOA's Penelope Pulu tells us more about the new Jesse Owens movie, Race.
The youngest of 10 children, Jesse Owens, realized that running fast and winning could be more important than skin color.
Things are going to turn around. You'll see.
Leaving his family behind with a promise for a better life, he enrolls at Ohio State as a track athlete.
Have a problem, Coach?
No.
You want me to do it again?
Yeah.
Coach Larry Snyder recognizes Owens' potential.
You want to win a gold medal?
Sure.
You want to do it in Berlin?
I heard they don't care much for color folk over there.
Well, they don't care for him much here in Columbus either.
The film follows Owens' training and shattering of world records while the U.S. Olympic Committee wrangles over whether to participate in Hitler's Olympics, and members of the African-American community ask Owens to boycott the event.
Mr. Owens, how can you justify taking part in Germany when there's so much discrimination here at home?
Despite the mounting pressures, Owens decides to participate. His 4 Olympic gold medals show Hitler's boast about white Aryan superiority for a lie that it is. His victories pave the way for other black athletes.
Owens!
However, he returns to a segregated America as just another black man rather than an Olympic hero. Stefan James, who portrays Owens, says the film celebrates the athlete and what he achieved in spite of the odds.
A film like Race, really shows why it doesn't matter what you look like or where you come from. All that really matters is individual greatness.
The actor acknowledges that America has come a long way since 1936, but says there is still a lot more to be done.
I really feel like this film shows why, not only how far we've come, since those times, but why we can't afford to go backwards.
Congressman John Lewis agrees. At the movie premiere, he addressed the controversy about the lack of diversity in Hollywood.
In the entertainment industry, we wake up and start including all of us. Because it doesn't make any difference whether we are African American, whether we are white, Latino, Asian American, or Native American.
For those 10 seconds, you are completely free.
On the track, Jesse Owens symbolized that unity. Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.
And a few Jesse Owens tidbits. He died in 1980 at the age of 66. The cause was lung cancer. Ironically, while Jesse was the epitome of health after his spectacular performance in Berlin 80 years ago, he was also a pack-a-day cigarette smoker for 35 years. In 1981, a year after his death, USA Track and Field created the Jesse Owens Award, given annually to the country's top track and field athlete. And this personal Jesse Owens anecdote: when I was a little boy, I had an up-close and personal moment with Jesse Owens at a stoplight in Norfolk, Virginia. Jesse was on a promotional tour, and he pulled up next to my family's car in a convertible with festive bunting on the side of the vehicle that proclaimed, "Jesse Owens, Olympic champion." I stuck my head out the window and yelled, Go Jesse! Trust me, VOA sports fans, Jesse heard me, and he responded with a smile and a wave.
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Let's stand up now for Andrew Palcheski, VOA social media reporter. Sporty greetings, Andrew.
Sporty greetings, Sonny.
Andrew, what's trending in the sports world on this Friday?
Well, we talked about on Wednesday Manny Pacquiao and how he had come out on social media and said some things about gay people saying they were worse than animals. And at the end of our segment on Wednesday, we said, well, this could have a financial impact on him. Mm. And sure enough, the next day, Nike has come out and said, we're cutting our sponsorship, we're pulling our funding from Manny Pacquiao. So it's certainly his social media actions have had a big financial effect on him.
You could say Nike hit him where it hurts.
Absolutely. It always comes back to the dollars and cents. But interestingly, after Nike made this decision, Manny Pacquiao went back to Instagram, put up another post where he said, you know, gay people are terrible, those kind of things, using biblical verses. So I think that after Nike pulled their funding, he said, well, I have nothing to lose now because they've taken the money that they were going to pay me, so I may as well let my views be known.
Do you see other possible commercial sponsors withdrawing their financial support to Pacquiao?
I think so. I think it's when you see a lot of times, especially with social media controversies like this, when someone says something on social media, even if they apologize, even if they delete the tweet or whatever they posted, it's kind of a snowball effect. It starts, you know, slowly. This is an interesting case because Nike is a big marquee sponsor. So it may have actually kind of the same result but in an opposite way. Rather than slowly kind of building until the big sponsors pull their money, you may have this big sponsor pull its money and then other smaller ones say, okay, well, if Nike's out, then we're going to be out too.
Andrew, I mentioned on Wednesday how Pacquiao is training for a fight in April, what he says will be his last fight against American Timothy Bradley. In some strange way, could this controversy maybe spur ticket sales for that fight?
Absolutely. It could spur ticket sales, and it could spur a lot of dislike for Manny Pacquiao. I don't think he's going to have many fans in that arena when he's boxing in April. But it'll be interesting to see if this kind of percolates and continues to grow. Based on what Manny Pacquiao's done and continuing to post, I think it's something that's going to linger for a long time, and quite possibly through that fight in April.
In terms of social media, I encourage our Voice of America listeners to follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. And check out the Sunny Side of Sports blog, in which I write about a variety of sporty topics. The address is blogs.voa.com/Sunny. I have a guest blogger this week, VOA intern Rick Narcisse. Rick writes about Emmanuel Mudiay. He is a 19-year-old point guard for the Denver Nuggets in the National Basketball Association. Emmanuel is from the Democratic Republic of Congo. So check out a guest blog this week by Rick Narcisse on Emmanuel Mudiay, who is one of the young stars in the NBA. Andrew, any NBA news that's trending?
You know, we talk a lot about NBA on the show, and this finally is evidence why. The NBA has announced that it is the first sports league in the world to surpass 1 billion social media followers.
Wow.
And they're counting Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and a couple of social media networks in China as part of this. Now, that includes all the NBA teams, all the NBA players who are on social media, owners. So it's a pretty big pool that they're pulling together to get to that 1 billion. And, of course, the NBA is a fairly big league. It has a little over 24 teams, I'd say about 30 teams or so, roughly. So there's a lot of different team accounts that it's pulling together as well, but a huge milestone for them. And certainly something that's around the world a huge topic of conversation on social media between players like LeBron James and Kobe Bryant to, as we saw this past week, the NBA All-Star Game.
Now, some players tend to tweet a little more than others. Are they encouraged by team management to promote themselves and the team?
I think it depends on the team, but I think as social media is growing more and more, you're seeing a lot of teams stepping in, and if not telling players what to say or directing them, at least giving them some parameters. There was actually a very interesting article I read from Social Times talking about how athletes can use social media to their advantage. And one of the things they suggest is taking it off of the field or off of the court, show some of your personal interest and hobbies, really build a connection with your fans. So I think that doing that helps these athletes grow their social media audiences. I think focusing on their personal lives also, rather than controversial topics, helps them. It keeps the teams from having to regulate what they say. And as we see in Manny Pacquiao's case, it keeps them out of trouble.
I remember at the recent NBA All-Star Game, Kobe pointed out how his daughters attended the game, and he was basically conversing with them during the game, kind of that personal touch you're talking about.
Exactly, and I think back to the NBA Finals last year with Steph Curry and his daughter. She became kind of a social media celebrity because she kind of took the mic at the press conference, his little 2 or 3 year old daughter, and was singing and twirling around. But it helped him connect with his fans. I mean, people watch him play and they see his stellar performance on the court, but they think, who is this person that I'm a fan of? And so this really helps to connect with that through social media. It gives him an inside look.
Finally, Andrew, bringing it full circle, we heard that report on the Olympics and Jesse Owens. Do you see the Olympians this year stepping up their social media presence?
Oh, absolutely. And it's interesting, too. I follow NBC Sports on Instagram. That's the network here in the U.S. that airs the Olympics, and they're slowly now starting to ramp up, posting more pictures, more photos, counting down the days. So it's definitely over the next few months, right up to Rio, we're going to see a buildup on social media, and it's going to peak for that month. And then after the fact,